My hospital stay would have cost $25,000, but with VA healthcare, it's free.
My education would have cost $42,000, but with VA benefits, my books, tuition, and housing are all covered.
The down payment for my home would have been $74,000, but with my VA home loan, my down payment was zero. My service was then. My benefits are now. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
What if you could have a career where the opportunities are as vast as our nation, where it's not about mission statements, but a shared mission? At U.S. Customs and Border Protection, we go beyond to protect more than borders. From ship to shore, air to ground, cities to local communities, CBP agents and officers are keeping people safe. Join U.S. Customs and Border Protection and go beyond for something far greater than yourself. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
I am Richard Hall and I am Inter.
I'm Thomas Lawrence. I am Inter.
And this is the official English podcast for Inter. Well, Thomas, welcome back. We've had numerous podcasts that have taken various different shapes, but this one's going to be a little bit different, isn't it, today? We're going to go a little outside the box, and I would say this is an indulgent podcast.
Hello, Richard. Great to be back. A massive shout out to all our listeners all around the world. I think you're spot on in what you're saying, Richard. It's going to be a very interesting podcast today, a bit nostalgic at times, but what I am certain of, Richard, is that it's going to be very popular with our fans, with our listeners.
I think so. And through various different works that I've done, one thing that's always popular, we'll let them in know right away now, is kits. You know, there's been a real emergence of kits in the past 10 years, especially with various different sites that have looked at the nostalgic tops. And I think that especially with an era of, especially probably the late 80s, and early 90s of Serie A, that there's so many kits that are iconic, absolutely iconic now. And Inter have been very blessed by having so many of them. So our intention today is to talk about some of our best home and aways. I presume it's just going to be one home, one away. We'll see how long this takes us to talk about it. But in an era when, you know, we can look at various different teams, Thomas, that there's been such over maybe a 20-year period, and then even more so now as more kits come out, more tops, more designs, it's hard, isn't it, to pick one or two?
It's so tricky, Richard. It's so tough. I think you and I, when we spoke about doing this podcast, we said, let's just try and stick to one favourite home and one favourite away. Having said that we could have done a podcast just on famous home shirts, just on famous away shirts, famous shirts from the 90s, the noughties, the 80s, even going back to the 70s, really, because I think that's when we started to see the development and the first sort of time that clubs started to get also creative with shirts, as opposed to just that traditional sort of kits that we saw before then. And I think you used a great word earlier, Richard, iconic kits when it comes to Inter, but also across Serie A, shirts that maybe associate with a world-class player, shirts that maybe associate with the sponsor, a kit manufacturer, a club logo, a club crest. And there has been so many. And I think that's, it's something which the fans love to look back on, don't they, Richard, and talk about shirts and that era and what it reminds them of. It makes them feel very nostalgic and feel really good. And that's what we want this podcast to be about, a positive podcast that people can feel good about, look back and say, yeah, I remember that shirt. I love that one. I agree, disagree. Yeah. We're open to all sorts of debate, Richard, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. When we put this podcast out, we want some feedback from the fans as well to know what their favourite shirts are, because there's no right or wrong answer. Let's just make that clear. You know, it's whether it relates to when you grew up, whether it relates to a great Inter success, even not perhaps. It's how it relates to you. Maybe the first shirt you got when you played football, whatever that might be. And, you know, for me, it's difficult because Thomas as well, I've got to take out all the goalkeeper tops that I want to talk about. So that could be a separate thing.
That's true.
I didn't even think about that until about 2 minutes ago.
That's just come to head. But that means we've got another podcast on that one on great goalie kits too.
Absolutely. I just thought that now and thought, oh, I've got about six. I'm putting you on the spot here, which I always do, and it's not really very fair. But
don't worry, I'll let you
think about it while I just talk about. We talked about the word iconic before. I know you've got two loaded in your arsenal here, ready to go, and so have I. But two that missed out for me.
Yep.
Just that you talk about iconic, and one of them potentially goes under the radar. One of them is really iconic, and I'm thinking of this at the top of my head. So excuse my historical knowledge, even though I think I'm a bit of a master of the eagle Inter. There is one that Giuseppe Meazza wore when he had obviously the black and blue stripes. If you remember the almost like the Formula One flag, checkered black and white collar. I don't know if you remember that one. That for me in the 30s is just epic. I love that one. And the other one, and this is probably probably on my own on this one, because I don't know if this was as popular as I think it was, but it's one of my favourites I have in my collection, and my collection is, I have to be honest, quite vast. I can't remember what year it was, Thomas, and I should have done some prep on this, because do you remember the, I think it was a third kit, and it's white, and it's got the marble effect, like the Duomo?
Yes.
I can't remember what year it was. I know Skriniar wore it. That is a personal favourite for me, because the one where it's got the marbled effect with a little bit of yellow on the back of the collar, a little bit of yellow on the top, but realistically, it looks like the marble of the Duomo. I mean, for me, Milan is always special because of the Duomo, and obviously we call it the Derby della Madonnina, et cetera, et cetera. That was another special one for me. They didn't make my grade, but
so those are the ones, Richard, that just missed out on your favourites, basically. The honourable mentions.
Honourable mentions. Is there an honourable mentions for yourself? Or
yes, Richard, I've got... right, obviously, later I'll tell you my sort of favourite home jersey of all time. But the one that just missed out is one that I do have, similar to yourself. I have a very vast collection. It's the 93-94 season, Richard, in which Inter risked going down to Serie B, but they did make amends by winning the UEFA Cup. Yeah. One of your favourite players of all time, I reckon, Inter, Ruben Sosa, one of the stars. Beppe Bergomi, obviously, Berti, but Bergkamp, Zenga, you've still got a star-studded side. It's the one with Fiorucci, it was Umbro in gold, and it had the collar, and it was could be buttoned up. I absolutely love that. I've got that shirt. I love it. And that just missed out on my number one in terms of a home shirt. In terms of famous away jerseys, in terms of the white one, I would say, and this is so tricky, that just missed out. It's the one in which Ronaldo scores his first ever goal away to Bologna. So 97-98. Oh, nice. I love it because you've got a little bit of the home jersey in the sense of you've got the Nerazzurro stripe, but it's classic white and it's got the collar. And I love a collar, me, Richard. Absolutely love a collar. and obviously for Ronaldo. So that just misses out in terms of my honourable mention for the away jersey. But later I will reveal my favourite home and away. But I think you should get us going, Richard, with your favourite home jersey.
Yeah, absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, that was the one with the sash. You can't not love a sash, if I'm correct.
True. You got it, mate. You got it in one, I know that.
But yeah. Okay, well, I'll kick it off. But for me, and my Lord, I'm sure that people will be bored of me talking about this team, but it's got, for the home jersey, it's the first football jersey I ever was privileged enough to have from Inter. And it is the 88-89 shirt, Mizura. Sponsor is iconic. It was just, it's got one of the very old school badges, which is why I think they still, you know, the nickname Biscone was very, very prominent back then, of course. It's just an absolutely beautiful shirt, basically. And the reason being is because back in those days, and for once I'm repeating myself a million times, you know, this was a team with a lot of my heroes, a lot of the reason, you know, my dad came back from Milan and bought me this shirt. And, you know, just before Italia 90, B-Sky-B. I was watching Inter all the time. It shows how old I am, of course. You know, of course, you had Zenger in goal. You've already mentioned the likes of Bergamo. We had Andreas Berema, Giuseppe Baresi was there, of course. I have to get Lothar Matthäus in every podcast, but of course
every
that
time,
was
the main thing. The record goes on.
The record goes on, but it had the number 10 on its back. You know, we have Nicola Berti, you know, the likes of, the you know, Aldo Serena, and also as well that season, you know, Klinsmann wasn't there then. It was actually Ramon Diaz who really impressed me that season, really impressed me. It was just an amazing season because, you know, that season, Inter in Serie A, okay, Coppa Italia, so, but it was an amazing season, and Aldo Serena, you know, featured with 22 goals in Serie A, 28 goals overall, and, you know, San Siro, I always remember it going sort of under construction a little bit for Italia 90, and yeah, I mean, I just, for me personally, it is literally the pride of my collection. I just think it's absolutely beautiful. But Denny, your memories on that one, Thomas. But that would be my number one home shirt.
Richard, I think you're quite right to put it. Obviously, I know that was sort of your coming of age season as an Inter fan. It's a shirt I completely agree with. I love that old school logo with the snake, as you said, the Bichonne. And you can actually, they do still sell a lot of Inter products with that sort of old school logo as well, because I think there's a lot of nostalgia for those logos from the 70s and 80s, Richard. And it's got obviously the star, the Stella above it, Misura. So get, you know, that Italian sponsor as well, because, you know, I know International, our club was founded because of that desire to also be international, but still at the same time, it's an Italian club, it's a Milanese club. So you've got that Italian tie as well, that Italian link for one. And as you said, Richard, such a successful season into winning the Scudetto in record-breaking style for the 2 points for a win era against Sacchi's Milan. The Napoli of Maradona, Roma and Lazio, Fiorentina, the Juventus, just such a golden era for Serie A and Italian football, just on the, you know, a couple of years before Italia 90. So I can see why you've chosen that shirt, and because that shirt, you think of Lothar Matthäus, you think of Berti and those buccaneering runs, you think of Bianchi as well, some of the Bianchi, another one people sometimes forget, because he had a lot of injuries towards the latter stage of his career, but he was a fundamental in that Scudetto success in the UEFA Cup a couple of years later. Beppe Bergomi, the Zio, and you're quite right to put in Ramon Diaz as well, another one who perhaps sometimes might go under the radar because you think of the two Germans, Matthäus Brehm, you think of the Italian collection of players such as Ferri, Bergomi, Zenga, Bianchi and Berti and so forth, but and Serena, Capocannoniere that season, but also Diaz as well. And the contribution from those foreign players was so key when, in an era when still predominantly the sides, the core, the bulk of the sides were all Italian players built on that Italian core like Milan and Inter. So I can see why you've chosen it, Richard. And I think you've got us off to a cracker.
Well, on that note then, we're talking home shirts. Thomas, hit me with yours.
Again, this was so tricky, Richard. It was so tricky. As I said, I mentioned that Fiorucci one earlier. There was also the one, I think, we spoke about this off air as well, Richard. The first season of Mourinho, 2008-2009, with the golden Pirelli. I absolutely loved that shirt. But, yeah. Richard, but I've gone for, and I've gone against my sort of my usual pick in the sense of this one is a V-neck. And it was the 2006-2007 season, Richard. You remember it well. Because it was another sort of different kind of crest. It was the one that they had, I think, the year after they changed it. It was a lovely little crest. It was almost kind of like sort of slippery and shiny, and absolutely loved that crest. And it had the Scudetto on because it was the sort of the year after Calciopoli, and it's a special shirt because for Mancini, the coach, Roberto Mancini, he said that was the first sort of Scudetto he won on the pitch, if you like, because of Calciopoli, Inter were handed the title and they won the title, obviously you could say maybe by default, but that year, you know, they won it on the pitch. So for Mancini, it was a special shirt for him. For me, it's a special shirt because it brought me so much good luck when back in my five-a-side football days, Richard, I would always wear it. It had the cocarda, so the roundel on the sleeve, which is something I always love that when Italian clubs do that. and they mix and match the tricolore, the scudetto. Just such a lovely shot. And going back to iconic moments, I associate it with Materazzi and when Inter won the scudetto at Siena, when he took the penalty twice and he scored twice that day. So for me, I associate it with Marco Materazzi, but also Hernan Crespo. I actually had Hernan Crespo on the back, number 18, that season. So for me, it's also, you could say, Richard, for the memorable moments that Inter gave us that season and the players gave us that season. Mike Conn was part of that team. Javier Zanetti was part of that team. Luis Figo was part of that team. So we're talking about some very, very special players. Indeed, no doubt I've missed out a few and I apologise. So I'm going to go for that one, Richard. Another one. I know, again, you're a big fan of that jersey as well.
Yeah, well, massively. That would be my number two, actually, for there home shots. You know, I mean, we talk about the likes of Adriano, Julio Cruz, Solari. We talked before about... It's a special shirt for me as well because it was the... You know, when we beat Torino, we've talked about this, but when we beat Torino 3-0, when we beat Torino on the last day of the season, it was an incredible, incredible day and they were wearing that shirt. So it's got big, big, big memories. And, you know, you look at that and your man, Hernan Crespo, 20 goals that season. He was phenomenal. You know, you look at that and it was just an incredible team, Supercoppa Italiana winners. The names in that team, and I've not even mentioned Rakoba, even if he was 30 at the time. It's one of those shirts that really does embody that time. And we talked about it on the podcast, of course, because this was our Luis Figo podcast, if anyone wants to go and look back on, because we focused very heavily on that, about his time there as well. So it's really, really a massively special one. And I do think that it's one of those ones that, I don't know why, it really embodies Zanetti for me. And I don't really know why I've made that comment. It just does. When I think of Zanetti, I think of him in that shirt. So, yeah.
I think with Zanetti, I think everybody probably has their sort of Zanetti. I've got that one. I've also got, Richard, it wasn't a home one, but it was the third one of the 97-98 season, the one they wore in the UEFA Cup final, the hoops, grey and black hoops.
Oh, absolutely.
And obviously that cracker he scored against Lazio. And of course, Richard, I've got the treble winning season, 2009-2010. Obviously, you know, you can't not be in that shirt either.
We're going to get in trouble for not mentioning.
I know. It's just so tough. And this is why we want the fans to say, you know, how could we not put this one in? Or they agree with us, disagree, or even just tell us what their favourite shirt could even be no specific reason. I'm just saying, well, actually, it was just my first shirt. It wasn't maybe the nicest, but it's my first, you know. So
exactly. Makes a difference. And so, seamless link here. And this actually wasn't planned because we've... I didn't know which way you were going to go, actually, because we said beforehand we'd keep this
secret, if you like,
Secret, yeah. So I didn't know this. But so on that day, in your favourite home journey, the jersey, sorry, lift the Scudetto, they go back into the dressing room and they come back out and they lift the Scudetto in not that jersey, but they lift it in the 08-09 new away kit.
Yeah.
Which is the, whether you want to call it a St. George's cross or a Maltese cross, either way, it's white, black shorts, black socks, and it's got the red cross on it. I literally, and this is how much I like that, from the minute I left the Curva, I went and bought that kit. So, look, straight away, it was just...
Love at first sight.
It was just, there's no, for me, and you're right, there's so many iconic away kits for Inter, but... There's no real reason for there is really. It's very difficult because, you know, you look at it, obviously Inter again win the Scudetto that season and were fantastic. And there's so, you know, it reminds me mainly of, again, the likes of Crespo, the likes of Cambiasso, the likes of Luis Figo, Stankovic, Kivu, etc., who we've talked about. But it was an incredible season. And it was a strange one because, like, I think that whilst I'd grown up loving Inter, that obviously once you start going regularly in to Milan, then things sort of take a bit of a different shape. So it's like a second coming, if you would. You know, you have that love of a team when you first support them. Then when you start going there, you're like, oh wow, I've realised all the dreams about going there. And if I'm now, I might be wrong in this, and I might get absolute pelters from our listeners, but I'm sure that we wore that shirt on the last day of the season against Parma when Ibra scored twice, and we end up winning it. And it was on my birthday. It was on the 18th of May, and I remember it was raining heavily, and we wore that shirt, and we obviously won the Scudetto. So yes, that would be my away kit, which probably won't be everyone's favourite, but like you were saying before, and this is what we want the fans to do, is to talk to us and tell us why things mean to you, because obviously that's not probably one that you'd pick out of the bag.
I can see why you've definitely chosen that one, Richard, because obviously it was to celebrate the Inter's centenary years. You mentioned 2008 for one. Mm. It was something completely, you know, out of left field. It's not something Inter would traditionally wear, because we know the away tradition is all white with maybe a bit of black and blue, or white completely, all white with like the Bishani with the snake sort of mesh and the skin and the snake print. Yeah. The third ones are traditionally yellow, or we've seen the sort of the dark sort of grey and black hoops. So I think that's probably another reason why it might stand out for you, Richard, because it is so unique. And it's obviously also a nod to Milan as well, because Milan, the city of Milan and the crest of arms also has the Red Cross. So it's a fabulous shirt. And just to, I'm sure this will make you feel very good, when Zanetti speaks about his favourite shirts, that's one he always picks. He says it was a beautiful shirt. He loved it. Obviously brought the team a lot of good luck. So you're in good company, Richard. You're in good company. So if anyone disagrees with you, you can say, well, are you going to disagree with Il Capitano as well? I don't think so.
So I appreciate the backup.
Absolutely. Well, who better than Il Capitano to give you backup, Richard?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, tell me, come on, what's your away now? Because I've been wondering about this for ages.
Yeah, Richard, I'm going to maybe surprise you. I was again torn here, Richard. I was torn between the one post-treble, so it would have been 2010, 2011, and the one, maybe remember that Schneider scored that amazing free kick away to Sampdoria in that white kit. Yes. That, like the Bishane, the snake sort of print, you know, sort of that snake on the arm and stuff. I was tempted, but I'm going to go for last season's away one, Richard, which was very similar, an absolute beauty. It's obviously got the Scudetto patch on it, which is the reason why, you know, most of my favourite shirts have something with the Scudetto on, the tricolore in the middle. That Scudetto patch means a lot. Obviously, last season, yes, we all know we weren't able to win the title, but we were still able to win two trophies. We were able to beat Liverpool in their backyard, go through to the round of 16 of the Champions League. We fought for the Serie A title run to the final season. So I associate it also with a very successful season. The kind of players who in recent years have become our heroes, Richard, because obviously next year we at times talk about the 80s, 90s and the noughties, but let's not forget, you know, in 10 years' time, we'll be talking about the likes of Barella, Lautaro Martinez, you know, Marcelo Brozovic, and so forth. Handanovic, naturally, is the captain of this very successful era on the domestic front, where we won the Scudetto, we won the Super Cup, we won the Coppa Italia. So, associating it with those players. And so I'm going to go for last season's white kit. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it, Richard. And also because, you know, most of the shirts we're probably going to pick, obviously because of our generation, we remember with Pirelli, but, you know, we can also remember that from last season, we had obviously Sochos with the concert. It was also a break, you could say, with the past and the first time that Inter, you know, moved away from Pirelli. So another reason just to stop, you know, that's why, you know, I'll remember it as well, ending that lengthy partnership with Pirelli, who's still obviously involved with the club, Richard. It's not as if they've gone.
Oh, absolutely.
But they're not the main shirt sponsor anymore. So that's another reason why. But it is so tricky, Richard. It is very tough, as we mentioned. I mean, there's been so many down through the years. I really like your pick as well. I think that's a very clever one, a wise one, a different one, you know, about left field. Whereas I've gone for more, you know, that sort of traditional white strip, and obviously the Bichon as well, which means a lot to the fans.
It does, and I think that, you know, after quite a while, obviously, you know, and still now this season, you know, we feel like we're back. And I think that it's, I'm not going to say new era because it's not probably the right thing to say, but it's the fact of, you know, there's a lot of memories, obviously, with yourself working out there. You will have experienced it. You will have breathed it, lived it. I can completely understand it. And it is a beautiful kit. I also like the home one, funnily enough, from that season as well.
I did as well, actually, yeah. Really, it was different, wasn't it? Very different, yeah. I liked it, honestly. I mean that, yeah.
And so it was different. And I think that, you know, for me, I think that, you know, the last couple of seasons, you know, especially that home kit as well, you know, you talked about the fact of when you obviously travelled to Liverpool, and I remember obviously being in conversation with you quite a lot over the last couple of seasons. You know, those kits are also special to me because I think that obviously, you know, with my opportunity to work with you and work with Inter, that I think they'll also always be special to me. And it does feel like there's a, you know, it's an era that even you more so, miles more than me, but being involved with the club is really important. And so I can really understand that. I can understand that that choice. And I think it's a really good choice. And yeah, I think those, even the third, the three kits, the third, when I first saw it, I was like, really? And then I've become to love that third kit weirdly.
Oh yeah, Richard, that's a great shout. And I think that's a really good point. And I know, yeah, I completely agree with you. It's one of those strange ones, Richard, when you see the photo, you think, oh, I don't know about that. And then but when you see it up close and personal, it wins you over.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it's a really good one. Because I know we've not got a great deal of time, but I actually, while we're talking about it, this season, I think they've done brilliantly. I messaged you. I remember saying, all right, am I getting the home or away here? And you were like, oh, I quite like the away because it is very, very different. It's nice. And I went home, but the way the collar is on the home, I really like. And then obviously the new third kit's been released in yellow, and I'm like, now I'm going to spend more money. Keep it.
It's going to be a good cause, though.
Oh yeah, of course. But it's another beautiful kit that reminds us of the past. So I think the thing is that Inter have always been able to produce these kits, and I think that, you know, look, I appreciate your choices, and I know you do mine, but I think it's really, I'd be so interested to hear from fans to see what they think, because, like I said before, there's no right or wrong answers, and you know, whether you're going for, this is quite embarrassing, but I've got the one of the old ones, the Grande Inter kit from the 60s. I wear to bed. There you go. There's me sharing too much. that's my pajamas.
I think everybody listens to this show and obviously takes part in the show. I think I've got our Inter pajamas. I mean, who doesn't? I've been for many years. Exactly. I mean, wearing.
I know you've got your Christmas jumpers.
Christmas jumpers, definitely, and obviously I've got my Inter pajamas. I always wear t-shirts and shorts. Going to bed, absolutely, or when I'm around the house, absolutely. So don't feel worried about that one, Richard. But no, mate, you're spot on what you're saying, and I think you hit a good point there. You come across a really good point, because Inter have never been afraid also to experiment. And of course, out of that, the odd year comes, you know, I don't want to call it a stinker, but a shirt which maybe is a bit of a flop or doesn't have that kind of success. But even then, you know, they're still remembered, and you look back and think, you know, okay, yeah, it wasn't the nicest shirt. It reminded me of, you know, a fizzy soft drink, and that might be a big clue to the shirt I'm talking about. but at the same time, Inter never been afraid to at least experiment and try. And I think this year they've done it again with the second shirt you alluded to earlier, which has sort of the mappamondo, they call it in Italian, which would be the globe. On the shirt, the different continents, and so, and it's wonderful. So I think you're spot on in what you're saying. Inter have never been afraid, and I think hats off to the people behind the scenes who work hard.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We've not got a great deal of time, but I'm going to just put you on the spot again, because I just really enjoyed doing it, and I'm really sorry. But I'll go first while you think. We see, I alluded to beforehand, because I didn't even think about goalkeeper shirts. I didn't even think about it. And obviously, I played a lot in goals and a lot of into goalkeeper shirts. But do you know what? I'm going, if I was going to pick two off the top of my head, it would be, and I know we could do a podcast about this, but we probably won't because we've got so many different ideas going on. It would be the 89 one again with Zenga, yeah. That Missoula one, which was iconic because I just loved Zenga. And then my wife's lifelong crush, Julio Cesar. when I was playing football quite a lot as well. I think it was like 2007, 2008. You remember the grey? It was really basic. It was grey. Yeah. With a black stripe almost going across it, a Nike one.
Yes.
I think I can't remember the. Was that? That wasn't the treble year, was it? I don't know.
You're asking too much.
Too many goals. I've got too many good to goalkeeper questions. It's too much. But yeah, so just very quickly, is there a specific. I mean, we could also talk about the Umbro Pagliuca one, which would have been Inci's year in Carlos's year in 96, maybe. That was a pretty cool one.
Sorry, 95, 96 would have been going right back. Into the 96, 97 seasons. Yeah, bloody long time ago, that, really. making us feel, feel very, very old indeed. Very old indeed. Now, in terms of a goalkeeper one, Richard, I'm probably going to say Pagliuca 98-99 because it was in it, but it had a bit of the green. And as you know better than me, traditionally goalkeeper tops are green. So it had a nod to the past, but it was very innovative. And in fact, anything from Pagliuca's era, mid-90s, sort of 94-99, were very special indeed. So, yeah.
Yeah, sure, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I would have to say that, but I think I need to do a bit of research again and a bit of refresh my memory, a bit of revision when it comes to the goalkeeper shirts.
I said I was putting you on the spot, but okay, well, from us, that's pretty much it. I think we could have, especially with some influence from some of the fans, we could have talked about many, many other shirts, and there's so many from so many different eras, and I think that's just why we are very blessed in that the club has had so much success in so many different shirts that allows us to talk about this. So listen, we whether go on to, you know, Inter's Twitter site, please let us know, or my own site and at Ritual80, but just hit us up, let us know what your favourite ones are. We will ask the question when we put this podcast out as well. But Thomas, any final words before we depart?
Richard, I think you've covered absolutely everything we want, and this is a massive shout out again, an appeal. Guys, let us know in the comments below, write directly to Richard, write on our Twitter page, just let us know your favourite home and away, even third or goalkeeper shirt, just or anything that comes to mind. You know, we want to hear from you guys, and we'll try and give you a shout out on our next podcast.
100%. So from us here at Inter, it is ciao for now.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.